Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It was an important game. I think these games in particular always are great spectacles, and obviously, the, as you say, the rivalry is historic. So for us, it's a game at Anfield against a big rival. We want to win the game. I don't think the result will have an overriding factor because there's still a number of games to go, but certainly psychologically it can give you a great boost.
It's a fixture that doesn't need any extra riding on it, but it's got just that. When United won at Old Trafford in December, they went 10 points clear of Liverpool. The Champions League chase appeared all but over. Today, Liverpool can move into the top four for the first time this season, and at the expense of their arch rivals. It's simply a script writer's dream. Liverpool far from their best last time out against Swansea. That doesn't deter Brendan Rodgers. He sticks with his team selection, the same team. Steven Gerrard remains on the bench. Joe Allen's mobility is preferred. United finally found their best in a clinical demolition of Spurs. They're unchanged. Di Maria and Falcao on the bench. We're underway. United kicking towards the cop end in the first half. Rooney with an early touch. Chan gets his legs in the way and out it goes. John Aldridge.
Yeah, straight away. Man United getting the ball to the fullback and hoofing it long to Fellaini. So I think he's one of those where he's going to be playing long, mix it up. No, that's the way they got the punch where they have this season.
Fellaini, dead ball line left-hand side, doesn't manage to keep it in play. It'll go out for a goal kick to Simon Mignolet. So two teams riding high. So much to talk about in this fixture. Who will come out on top and what will it mean in terms of the final equation for the Barclays Premier League? Chan kicks one to the halfway line, thumped forward from a United header. Liverpool with Mignolet in goal. Chan, Skrtel, Sacco, the back three. The wing backs, Raheem Sterling on the right hand side, Alberto Moreno on the left. It's Jordan Henderson and Joe Allen in the centre. And then Philip Coutinho, Adam Lallana, and Daniel Sturridge up front. On the bench, Jones, Glenn Johnson, Colo Torre, Steven Gerrard, Ricky Lambert, that Lucas thump. And Balotelli.
The game.
That's a thumping challenge from Valencia into Moreno. Valencia claims the throw-in for himself, but given Liverpool's way. Great atmosphere inside Anfield. As that ball's headed forward by Marouane Fellaini, "You'll Never Walk Alone" was sung at an absolute high decibel,
yeah,
wasn't it, John?
It was, yeah.
Here's Lallana, bursts out to the right wing, finds a first ball for Sterling, gets there first, into the air he goes, De Gea comes out, sweeps it out of the feet of Raheem Sterling. Hello. First big opportunity, Liverpool nearly created through Raheem.
Yeah, good football from Liverpool. When we did get the ball off Man United's long ball tactics, we kept the ball on the floor and caused one or two problems there. Right, for those people back home listening, Raheem Sterling's playing right wing back this afternoon instead of Admiral Lallana, which he's been playing there a little bit. So that releases Lallana up in behind Sturridge with Coutinho in the pairing.
De Gea clears out, halfway line left side, finds Fellaini on his knee. Fellaini rolls it backwards to Blind. Infield to Carrick. And now Phil Jones chips it to the halfway line. Fellaini on it again. He's having a fair old influence on how this game's going. That's a wonderful pass from Pereira to Mata. Mata, he scored! Well, John cried offside.
That's
but down on the
offside.
Field of play.
Oh, it's close.
Juan Mata found a perfect pass from Herrera. Absolute pinpoint to set him off. And with the help of the inside of the post, it's Manchester United who score first in the game on 13 minutes. Liverpool 0, Manchester United 1. And it was an emphatic finish by Mata at the end of the day.
Oh, he's onside. I thought he's offside. He's timed the run perfectly and put in off the far post. To be fair, we haven't got a grip on the game, Steve.
John, what a pass, though. What an assist. Look at the ball that Herrera played from the halfway line for Mata. And Mata's not always been on song, has he, this season? But that's what he was doing for Chelsea week in, week out.
He was, yeah. He was. Yeah. I thought the goalie got his angles right, but it was a great finish. He's gone in off the far post. And we've got to do it the hard way. But we haven't started. There's 14, 15 minutes gone. We haven't pressed them. They've had the possession, you know. And we've got to do better. We really have done better. With the exception of Philip Coutinho's little run, we've done very well. Mourinho's
given
the ball away.
Moreno giving the ball to United once more. He might manage to make up for this. He's got a smash in the head from behind by Antonio Valencia. Rooney gives the ball away. Lallana prods it on for Chan. Chan bursts with energy as he gets upfield, flicks the ball into the box, but Smalling gets up there to stop it reaching Daniel Sturridge. Now Coutinho arrives, chips it in towards Sturridge. Sturridge can't find the return pass. Herrera then nearly loses out. Joe Allen slides in with the challenge. Liverpool take it back again. Henderson to Sturridge, who takes it on the volley. That would have been a goal. Really would have been something. He volleyed it from as tight an angle as you can imagine, wide on the left side of the United box.
It was nice to get a shot. Shot a goal somewhat. It took us 17 minutes. It's worth a goal. Good ball by Henderson. I tell you, we've got to sort this out soon, you know, Steve, because we can find ourselves a couple of goals down. It's just as well they're not creating nothing, Man United. They're just kicking the ball, and we can't get it off them.
Valencia, you know, it's a matter.
Really got to try and sort this out. It's a bit, that's it.
Carrick spun, let it run, but then it's sent forward, and De Gea read that run of Sturridge as Liverpool pinned one upfield. United come back, attacking once more. Young down the left side, and now Blind towards the corner flag. He's turned inside his man Chan. Tries to cross in. Bounces back for Herrera. Herrera in the box to the dead ball line. Tackled by Joe Allen. Corner kick for United. I don't think I've seen Liverpool sustain this sort of pressure this season.
No, we haven't this season. No, not for a while. You know, I don't like giving Man United credit, but, you know, it's talking about that Tottenham game. It's given a resurgence and a lot of belief. We've got to sort this out. It's not right, and he may have to just change a little bit the formation to deal with this first and foremost.
Matter's corner, left-hand side, second one he's taken from there, clipped towards the crossbar, lands on the top of Simon Mignolet's netting. And so it's a goal kick for the Liverpool keeper. Well, at this rate, John, they might need Pele to do the half-time team talk.
But that's a good ball.
It was a good ball, but Valencia intercepts up towards Fellaini halfway line. He gets his back around the right side of Sterling. Now the ball challenged for by Henderson, but Rooney wins it. Fellaini chases in there, but kept in play by Sterling. Finds Henderson. Great ball cross towards Sturridge. He's in the box. He'll tee it up for Lallana.
Oh, what a miss!
It was. It was a huge miss. It was a big moment, the biggest moment Liverpool have enjoyed in this fixture so far. It wasn't on the plate, but it was an opportunity which Adam Lallana could ill afford to waste. And left-footed, he's clipped it past the post of De Gea. It was the only moment in the 34 minutes we've seen which has got us off our seats. And Adam Lallana couldn't quite keep us off our seats. He struck it wide.
Goalie was beaten. Great ball by Henderson. Great layoff by Sturridge. Oh, and he's put it wide by about half a foot. He's tried to be probably too precise. He's a little bit unlucky, you have to say. It's a good strike, but it's much better from a Liverpool point of view, Steve. Got to try and use that as a ball.
Rooney miskicks it into touch. The other element of that attack was Henderson's initial ball cross field.
Yeah.
Was wonderful ball for Sturridge. Short by Fellaini to Carrick. Long way out. Carrick shot. Decent two-handed hold by Mignolet. Then has to drop and pick it up again.
Comfortable by Mignolet.
You see the distance from which Carrick can shoot and put the keeper under pressure. Lallana shuffles it forward, gets up to the edge of the penalty area. Still Lallana. Smalling challenges. Lallana holds it up in that corner. Then Herrera digs in. Lallana trying to keep it in play. Right next
get
to the corner flag.
Corner.
He should have gone for a corner, shouldn't he? He's trying to do too much. That just about finished
just
the
about,
first
it
half.
Just about
Liverpool
sums
nil,
up the first
Manchester
half.
United one. Well, sum it up for us, John.
It's been It's been so frustrating. You know, United, I looked at the team and they don't intimidate you, but the workmanlike, the doggedly determination they've got, and it's been there off. It's as easy as that. They haven't really cut us up, but in the midfield areas, they seem like they've got two men more than us. We couldn't get the ball off. Carrick's been like a puppeteer, you know, in there, and we've got to change it. At least we got in just 1-0 down. We only had one or two little interesting efforts ourselves, and we look a bit lifeless. I mean, we might need Steve Gerrard to come on and just, you know, grab this game by the scruff of the neck and do something for us, because we need something. The manager has got to earn his corner, as I said before, half time, and he might have to change it.
I think it was, I mean, it's easy to say now, but I think it was a big call not to play Stephen from the start. I said that before kickoff, but you look back to a week ago and think he's got to do a Swansea again now, hasn't he? He's got to, hands up, got it wrong, didn't work. Let's change tactics, formation, whatever it might be.
He has to, you know, simply, you know, we can't continue the way it is, and the lads need it. The air dryer treatments, you know, without Ferguson being on the end of it, you need to let them know what this game means. Not just for the four players, Liverpool versus Man United, and some players there look a little bit inverted, a little bit disinterested. You know, the two wing backs, I can't believe. You know, he's got to change the wing backs. Even if he puts Jordan Henderson right wing back and puts Steve Gerrard in the middle, something has to be done. Raheem's just not at the races. Mourinho, you're going to have to carry one of them, you can't change the two of them. But he's going to have to do it.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Just a couple of seconds into this second half. Steven Gerrard is on. Adam Lallana is the man he's replaced for Liverpool.
Oh, that's a great ball. Yes.
Gerrard immediately setting the tone with that pass, and right in the middle, all of a sudden, he started to try and dictate things. Then gets involved in a skirmish with Ander Herrera. And straight away, you know Stephen's on the pitch.
Oh, he's on!
He's on and he's off! Surely not! He's on, and now he's off! Steven Gerrard must have lasted all of 16, 17 seconds. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. The captain's last Barclays Premier League game against Manchester United has lasted a matter of seconds. Ander Herrera is down. Was it justified or not?
What a nightmare. I don't know. I didn't see it. I seen Herrera fly into Steve Gerrard after a great crunching tackle by Gerrard. It's a great challenge there by Steve Gerrard on Mata. And the ball comes back to Steve Gerrard, and Herrera comes running in. And he just... Oh, Stevie's... Yeah, he's caught him, hasn't he?
With a left foot, with some studs. He scraped down Herrera's leg. Is that a red card for you, John? You can see why he's given it, can't you?
Yeah.
The ball's actually moved away, and he's got his foot on it, and he's scraped it over his ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. 10 men of Liverpool. Well, against 11 of Manchester United, who lead 1-0.
Going to take an almighty effort now, Steve.
Well, Gerrard was so up for the occasion, the moment, and just desperate to drag his team back into it. And it's almost sort of Derby-esque in the way that he, you know, his emotions have been fueled in Derby matches have passed.
His stomach feels like it's in a knot now. It's just they're so sorry for Stevie. He's right up for it. He wanted to turn the game around. His last game against Man United, and it's turned very sour for him. And to be fair, Herrera went in with some gusto there, but it didn't quite catch Steve Gerrard. It looked worse than it was, and Stevie's responded.
Liverpool with possession, and they find a through ball to Coutinho. Coutinho picks up the pace. Trailing him, Herrera. Coutinho, shield! What a car!
What a great effort.
Well, it's just got over the top of the crossbar. He's done it many times this season. He knows Liverpool need something special to find their way out of trouble. And it was just over the crossbar and into the cot from Coutinho.
Yeah, he caught it really well. De Gea is slightly off his line. I'll tell you what, let's have a little look at this. think De Gea had it covered.
Yeah, he's let it go in the end, hasn't he?
He had it go in the end, but it's a decent effort.
Flynn looked to launch one long for Rooney, but he's hit it against Henderson, who's fighting scrap.
That's a red!
On Jordan Henderson.
That is a red all day long, mate.
Many of the fans on this side of the ground thought he should be sent off. Henderson.
That's a bad challenge, mate. That's a bad, bad challenge.
On the blunt end of a real vicious lunge.
He's a lucky lad, Steve. They had no intention of getting the ball. Henderson done brilliant. You watch this now. That's red card.
That's a red card all day long.
He bottled it, the referee, because he doesn't, you know. Obviously, people say he's matched it up. That's a poor challenge. It's a real poor challenge, isn't it?
Yellow for Jones. Of course, he didn't get a yellow earlier on for that header on the side of Adam Lallana did he?
He did, yeah.
It's Henderson. Ball into the box. Fellaini goes up. Heads it away. Liverpool trying to conjure up something different. But there's Carrick. Hits it to the halfway line. Cham then miskicks the volley. Angel Di Maria.
Hey!
He's caught it on the pitch. And now the Liverpool players are asking why he's not getting booked.
No, that's a yellow as well.
That's a yellow, isn't it? But he's
not
getting booked, Angel Di Maria. He caught the ball on the pitch when he knew it was going out for a throw-in.
The referee. Technically, that's a yellow. I don't think he should get a yellow, but technically, it's a yellow. But that's as funniest, one of the funniest things I've seen in for a long time. That's ridiculous.
Oh, this referee's not a fan favourite.
Awful.
He's having a shocker, Martin Atkinson, there.
Yeah, you know, he got the sending off, right, unfortunately, didn't he? You know, that's what happened. But it should have been matched up there. That Jones was in that. And to be fair, it's on his England teammate, which makes it even more appalling.
Carrick. Oh, that's a decent ball. He's found Herrera. He's in space. He's right next to the penalty area. He shoots, but Sacco blocks it. Comes out to Mata. Mata finds on the edge of the box. Di Maria chipped it into Mata! Oh, that's a match winner! Yep. That is absolutely exceptional! You won't see many goals in the Barclays Premier League better than that this season. Teed by Di Maria and tasted the highest quality from Juan Mata's Caesar kick. Special, special moment for United, but disastrous from Liverpool's perspective. Liverpool 0, United 2.
Yeah, first opportunity of the half. Fell to the wrong play where Liverpool's concerned. One of the players is a bit deep there, but it sounded unwell. It's like, you know, it's a fantastic technique what he's done. It's a fantastic goal for Man United and gutted. That'll be the end of that, I'm afraid.
What a goal, John. I mean, look, in many ways, I think we were already a bit flattened anyway, but just try and enjoy the beauty of that goal if you can for a second.
No, I can't enjoy it.
Well, I know you can't, but it's an amazing goal.
It's a great skill.
Well, Liverpool have been flat all day, haven't they? Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely devastating, but you got the sense as soon as Stephen was sent off that things had crept too far away. Now Manchester United have added a second. Phil Jones maybe a lucky boy to still be on the pitch.
No, he is. I thought that was a real poor challenge, Steve. He got not in the ball. He didn't even go for the ball. It was a huge kick.
Oh, Mignolet under pressure. Rooney's got him. Back goes Mignolet. Still ball on his feet. Rooney tries to get it. Mignolet eventually controls to kick out. An area of his game that's been susceptible, of course, this season.
Go on, Mario.
Now Balotelli. He's not the quickest. And Jones beats him. And Mario trips him near the corner flag.
Oh.
Yellow card for Mario Balotelli for tripping Phil Jones.
Yeah, he is. I think it was. He tripped him up, yeah. Said something to him.
Yellow card straight away to take that.
Again, frustration, lack of discipline there a little bit. Just chase him, he's going nowhere. You know, you might get a corner. We haven't had a corner today. You might get a throw-in deep in their half.
The ball being dribbled by Carrick, but one off him by Coutinho. It's set up Liverpool with an attack. Nope. Coutinho's at the heart of it. He's rolled it in. Maybe Sturridge to narrow the gap.
Yes! Come on!
Liverpool just find a way back into this fixture. Daniel Sturridge lashed at that ball, beat De Gea,
1, it's Liverpool 1, Manchester United 2. You never know.
Interesting, you never know. Got ourselves back in with a chance. Even with 10 men, things can happen. Well, it's bad play from Man United. Give the ball away to Coutinho, who ran at the defence. I thought he'd give it away for the moment, but it was a lovely pass. And then Sturridge just smashed it. And for once, De Gea's at fault on his near post. The power beat him, but he should have done better, Steve. Good finish, though. We'll take it.
Daniel Sturridge. Absolutely no doubt. As soon as
it gives us something to go on with 20 minutes to go, doesn't it? A lifeline. Just keep it right at the back. You just don't know. We will get chances.
Rooney square to his left side to Di Maria. Blin joins in on the
We just can't get the ball
play.
Off. The tiredness, as you said, Steve.
Oh, Di Maria's found a perfect pass to Blin. He's in the box. Challenged from behind by Emre Can.
What?
Penalty.
Oh, he's been... Oh.
Martin Atkinson.
You've won yourself a season
penalty.
Ticket holder at Old Trafford. Oh, dear me. That is nothing. That is... To me, he's just waited. He stood on the ball and he's let Khan hit him and go down. I can't, for the life of me, see that's a penalty. No.
It's not a penalty.
No. He's had a shocker.
Let's see from a different angle. See if we can see anything different.
He's...
Well, minus
the shoulder to
touches.
Shoulder.
It's nothing.
Oh.
So, Wayne Rooney against Simon Mignolet. And Liverpool's day has been ruined by Manchester United, and Rooney will probably cap that. Oh, great save! And that's justice, at least, for what shouldn't have been a penalty given. Now, can they? Will they? Something good come out of that? Well, actually, it's run out of play, and Wayne Rooney's penalty saved by Simon Mignolet, guessed right to his right. Decent save.
Wasn't a great penalty. But I tell you what, it's a good save. That's
it. Well, it wasn't a penalty anyway.
It's a good save, Steve. It's a really good save. I didn't give him justice, to be fair. It's a good save, you know.
Marcus Rojo.
Justice was done. Even the referee was—he was gutted when he saved it, I think. I've seen him. He stamped his foot. He must have had. I don't know.
Oh, John. Do tickle me. Here's a throw into Emre Can. Can to Sturridge. No. Just lost his head there, and then a quick ball up to Falcao, who can't control it, and then Sacco's struggling. Falcao's on his back.
No,
Sacco manages to spin round.
You've got to launch it.
Well, you've only got
run out of time.
We're into the 4 minutes of added on time. There's no time left. Of course, there was the penalty shout. Here's Balotelli, last chance, through to Skrtel, down goes De Gea, catches the ball. De Gea's going to feign some injury to see some time out. Referee blown his whistle. Full time from Martin Atkinson. Martin Skrtel going face to face with David De Gea. A little bit of handbags to finish the game off, but the game has finished anyway. And it was to be the day where Liverpool could move into the top four, but it's never quite materialised in that way. That was the full-time whistle, wasn't it, John?
It was, Steve, yeah, it was.
And it finishes on a sour note. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 2.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what happened there with the scale, but you know, frustration's running high. Don't know what happened at the end. But yeah, we've 2-1. Yep, 2-1.
So they're all still out there fronting up to each other. Massive celebrations from the United players, and a really flat feeling from a Liverpool team who never got going in the first half, John.
No, I wish we'd have showed the spirit of the second half, what we did in the first half, Steve. Because with 10 men, the lads done really well.
Brendan Rodgers has gone onto the pitch to clap his players off. He'll look back at... I think he was tactically outdone in the first half of this game. And, of course, it didn't help when Steven Gerrard was sent off. Any complaints about the red card for
Steven? I don't think you can. You know, Steve was so, so fired up, you know, for the game. He made a great challenge, you know, just before. Man United celebrating like they've got fourth place. That's right, yeah, it's all right, you know. Long way to go, you know. I thought very ordinary side. Well drilled. You know, that's what they are. That's what the manager's good at. A couple of decisions went their way, but, you know, Stevie, you know, just one of those things, Stevie. He was fired up and the lad's gone right in on him, and Herrera and Steve just reacted by leaving his foot in, and he was seen by the referee, and that's what happened. For me, I thought that Jones one was I was naughty, because he wasn't getting the ball, and it was a proper free kick at Henderson, and I thought that warranted a red. But we're 5 points behind Man United. It's going to be hard now. It's going to be hard with 8 games to go. But hey, don't give up. We won't give up. We keep on going. We just keep on going, see what tomorrow brings.
How much does it tilt in Manchester United's favour, actually?
Yeah, massively.
Winning this game?
Massively, Steve. Yeah, it really is huge. A huge result for them. They've got a stutter. They've got big games, really. Of course they can stutter. We've got all big teams to go. They've got Everton at Goodison Park, which won't be easy. But you can see how they get results, can't you? You can see the way they work themselves out with the regimental formation that they've got. And it's hard to play. They're quite hard to play against. They mix it up. They keep the ball. They're not great going forward. They're not the Man United that we've seen going forward, where the flamboyant gets balls in the box, and they just keep the ball. And really, they didn't do an awful lot to us, Steve, in the 90 minutes. But I tell you what, they defend well. They do defend well. They give us very little.
They can keep Di Maria for all I care. The Premier League games that are remaining: Liverpool, Arsenal away, Newcastle at home, Hull away, West Brom away, QPR at home, Chelsea away, Crystal Palace at home, and Stoke away. Manchester United have got Aston Villa at home, Manchester City at home, Chelsea away, Everton away. So there's three big games there. Mm-hmm. West Brom at home, Crystal Palace away. They've then got Arsenal at home and Hull away.
There's no easy games. We played into their hands today. We're just not ourselves. You know, the teams might get at them and get a little bit of luck. Might get a better referee as well, to be fair. But I'm not blaming the referee for the result tonight. He didn't have a good game, but you know, first half cost us big time. But yeah, it can turn on any given Saturday. We could go to Arsenal and win, which can happen, and they could draw against Aston Villa, Roman, and then again it twists again, doesn't it? You know, you wouldn't expect them to, because they're on a bit of a run, but just got to keep on going to the end of the season, see what happens.
Got to find our momentum again. Yeah. We talked about losing it in the past two or three games.
The Blackburn game won it. The Blackburn game, since then, we've not been ourselves for whatever reason. The one good thing today is Daniel Sturridge scored a goal. And sometimes you need that as a striker, you know, to go on the roll and score, get a bit of confidence back. You know, he scored a goal at the near post the game, but that'll lift him. You know, that's probably one of the only positives to take away from the game, really. 10 men done really well with 10 men.
Name your most ranged man in the match, John.
I forgot about that. Hey, dear, mate. Thanks, Steve. No one really stood out, did they? No one really, really stood out for me today. That's a difficult, difficult one. I think Jordan Henderson done all right in midfield. Defensively, the goalie saved the pen, but had very little to do. Coutinho was in and out the game. Help!
I know what you're saying. I could really pull one out of that. But
stood out today.
The goal, Daniel Sturridge's goal?
Yeah, but I couldn't...
Wasn't man of the match.
No, it wasn't man of the match material today. He wasn't... help! I'll give it to... Sacco.
For no obvious reason.
Post-match. Well, listen, it's big of someone when they do get sent off to come out and apologise, but Stephen's probably a little frustrated watching us in the first half. We didn't make a tackle, and as I said, at least he was man enough to come out and make that apology. But no, it wasn't just that. We disappointed in the first half. The game was set up to press the opponent really high up the pitch, but our start position was way too deep in the early stages of the game, and we handed over control way too easy. So first half, rightly, they were in front, circulated the ball well, and we, as I said, were never in position to press well enough. The second half, obviously we got down to 10 men early on, but the players showed why they've been on the run that they have, with the character and the resilience, and they were still in the game right to the very end, and that was the message to them afterwards. I take great pride in that. Not so happy with the first half, but it was a game where probably the first half cost us more than the second.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.